two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, February 13th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaios. It's a lovely day, 42 degrees downtown.
Construction delays on I-80 and Highway 40 in Summit County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. The flu season has hit Utah pretty hard this year, but is the worst over? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with more. Paul?
Maria, educators in Salt Lake City, they're warning parents, keep their sick kids at home. They sent out a message to parents today reminding them about this being peak flu season. Salt Lake City School District spokesman Jason Olson says they hear plenty of complaints from teachers.
You know, anecdotally, yes, we hear stories of students who come to school when they're still sick, they have a fever, whatever else, that probably shouldn't be there. We also understand their situations, especially in many of our low-income families, where the parents have to go to work.
Now, on the surface, this looks like a regular flu season, but officials with the Department of Health just told me the virus is a little different this year, causing more kids to be hospitalized than they normally see. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
High on the Hill 2020.
Two Utah lawmakers are on separate sides of the aisle, and they're working together to prepare so-called red flag gun bills. Salt Lake City Democrat Joel Briscoe and Woods Cross Republican Todd Weiler have both opened bill files pertaining to protective orders.
If someone's having a mental crisis, that maybe a family member could take some action and maybe have a judge rule that a person can't have their gun.
Weiler says he's interested in finding a middle-of-the-road solution after red flag legislation sponsored by Representative Stephen Handy has failed the past 3 years. Vaping in schools will be a featured topic on Utah's Capitol Hill this afternoon. The House Education Committee is debating a bill which requires school boards to stiffen penalties when a student possesses or uses e-cigarettes on school grounds. The bill also discusses alcohol and tobacco use by students. Sanby County is scrambling after they found out the primary ballot sent out to nearly 300 voters had mistakes on them. The company that printed the ballots didn't get the party identifiers correct. The county says they are working to get corrected ballots out before the primary. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Trump took to Twitter today to go after his former White House chief of staff. John Kelly told students at Drew University there were many things that he would have urged the president to do differently. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Trump is firing back at his former chief of staff, John Kelly, after Kelly criticized him for his phone call with Ukraine, his treatment of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, North Korea, and other policy issues. The president disparaging Kelly's time in the West Wing and writing on Twitter, quote, he misses the action and just can't keep his mouth shut. At an event Wednesday night, Kelly adamantly defended Vindman, the national security aide who was pushed out of the White House in the wake of his testimony against the president. Kelly said the president's call for Ukraine to investigate the Bidens was tantamount to an illegal order. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The CDC has confirmed the 15th case of coronavirus in the United States. The patient is an American evacuee brought back from Wuhan, China to Lackland Air Base in San Antonio, Texas.
We have prepared for just this sort of eventuality for a long time. We've done it at the national level, the state level, and coordinated with our local partners.
Texas Department of Health Commissioner Dr. John Hellerstedt says all the evacuees are checked daily by medical staff for developing symptoms. It's a controversy that's been brewing for years in Connecticut. Under state rules, transgender students being allowed to compete in sports against girls. Now three young women are suing. ABC Sherry Preston explains.
One of the Connecticut students suing over the state rules allowing girls to run track against transgender students is Glastonbury High School senior Selena Soule.
We can't win. We've lived it. We've watched it happen.
She says she missed qualifying for the state championships last year by one spot.
We truly believe that there are better solutions. Solutions to protect the opportunities for all athletes.
The federal lawsuit charges the policy has cost the girls the chance at college scholarships. Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Association says it will respond after reviewing the suit. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's an unusual business collaboration. The Crocs Shoe Company and KFC have teamed up to launch a pair of shoes that are covered in fried chicken print. They also have two attachable charms that smell like fried chicken. The shoes will be available online this spring. A zoo director in El Paso, Texas is excited. His Valentine's Day fundraising has been wildly successful, but he's not so happy at the same time. ABC's Jim Ryan tells us why.
As part of the event, the public is invited to submit the names of former lovers, bad bosses, disgruntled employees, anyone really. The name is then assigned to a cockroach, which is then fed to one of the zoo's meerkats. El Paso Zoo Director Joe Modisano upped the ante this year, offering to eat a cockroach for every $1,000 donated.
So now I'm up to, I think, 9 or 10 of these I have to eat.
Now he's trying to psych himself up.
In certain parts of the world, they're a delicacy.
Modisano's fine dining will be live streamed on the zoo's website tomorrow. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Something terribly wrong about that. And coming up on KSL, a toddler is alive and recovering after sinking to the bottom of a busy hotel pool. It's a reminder we all need to hear about how quickly and quietly a child can drown if not being watched. And look at your noontime drive.
Westbound delays due to construction on I-80 from Highway 40 to Kimball Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Get breaking news straight to your email inbox. Text the word inbox to 57500 for the day's top stories on KSL News Radio.
Are you within 5 years of claiming Social Security? This decision is more complicated than most people realize. It could trigger a mountain of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit thousands of dollars in other benefits. This could add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could avoid this with a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. What you learn in this free analysis could save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it won't cost you a dime. Get your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping one of our top local stories. It looks like the red flag bill will be back up for consideration on Utah's Capitol Hill this session. Two lawmakers from different sides of the aisle are working together on a compromise. A two-year-old is recovering today after being underwater at a hotel pool for 4 minutes. The toddler spotted by a 10-year-old. And some nurses staying at the hotel in Michigan then rushed to save the child's life. ABC's Jill Benitez has the story.
It's Friday. Friday night at a crowded Holiday Inn pool, a two-year-old boy is trying to join in the fun with family and friends.
He's trying to swim. I think he's trying to get in a position to get upright, and he just can't. And there's a lot of people in the pool. They're playing, and I think he gets lost in the confusion.
Within moments, the toddler gradually sinks to the bottom of the pool, but no one notices. Police say he is under for 4 minutes before he's spotted by a 10-year-old who runs to get her godmother.
Then we see one of our heroes that has seen some of this go over to her godmother, come back, and bring her godmother and show her godmother the unresponsive child at the bottom of the pool.
The godmother jumps into the pool and brings the child out. Fortunately, there was a nurses' convention at the hotel, and two nurses rushed in to help.
It gives you goosebumps when you see these nurses working on this child. Multiple rounds of CPR to bring him back.
The boy was sent to the hospital where he was treated and released. Authorities said his family wanted to share the video to remind people how dangerous water can be, even with so many adults around.
Be aware. Watch people. Watch your children.
Police have finished their investigation, but they've turned it over to prosecutors for possible charges. But listen, the most important thing when you're at a pool without a lifeguard, assign an adult to be a water watcher. That's someone just scanning the water, and rotate that job every 15 minutes because obviously people need to pay attention.
Ugh, terrifying, and I don't even have a little kid around. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maria. Crash-free and delay-free on the Valley freeways in the Valley. But up in the higher elevation, that's a different story. Construction is causing slowdowns. This road work is affecting traffic. Westbound I-80 with slower speeds between Highway 40 and Kimball Junction. And if you are on Highway 40, you're not immune as well. Look for those orange barrels out, especially if you're traveling northbound and trying to connect to I-80. It's time for the Sportsman's Vacation and RV Show, February 13th through 16th at the Mountain America Expo Center. See hundreds of new RVs, motorhomes, trailers, toy haulers, trucks, and more. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Let's get the latest with Dan Guthrie.
Storms will be a little hard to come by until about Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Okay, some of us don't have a problem with that. Right now, 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, we're talking more about Utah's historic vote that let women cast their ballots here before any place in the country. We'll go in depth coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
A Valentine's Day gift that says more from Shane Company.
A gold bar necklace inscribed with the place you met, because that's when it all changed.
A pendant with her birthstone, because life is more wonderful with her in the world.
A ring with diamonds and pink sapphires engraved with the words, I promise, because you're so sure about her.
Shane Company Valentine's Day gifts are made with natural diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, as well as cultured pearls and gemstones in every color. Beautifully designed, high-quality jewelry from $100 to thousands.
We have stylish pendants that you can personalize with her birthstone or a gemstone in her favorite color. And we can make your gift even more meaningful by engraving a personal message.
With your Valentine's Day gift purchase, you'll receive free chocolate truffles and a card while supplies last. It's all you need to make this the most romantic day ever. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
And this portion of our news is sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Have you ever been in a hurry to get somewhere? When ding, your tire pressure light comes on? Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and can help keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressures every month, especially before long road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Health officials say there's something a little different with the main flu virus this year. They say it's hospitalizing more kids than they normally see. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah lawmakers will be discussing vaping in schools this afternoon in the House Education Committee. There's a bill that would require schools to increase penalties for students who vape or have e-cigarettes on school grounds. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
I-15 looks pretty good traveling north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. But it's I-80 going westbound where road work is causing slowdowns between Highway 40 and Kimball Junction in Summit County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Quiet weather for the rest of the week into the weekend before storms return on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Nice sunshine, 41 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill don't agree on much these days. But at this hour, the Senate is voting on a war powers resolution with bipartisan support.
The bill has support from all Democrats and some Republicans, including Susan Collins, Todd Young, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, and Jerry Moran. The resolution is expected to pass, and the president is expected to veto the legislation.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera in Washington. The bipartisan divide is as strong as ever, though, on another issue, whether President Trump interfered in the sentencing guidelines of Roger Stone. Kevin McCarthy was asked about a presidential tweet on the matter.
You have the answer from the Department of Justice that said the decision was made long before there was any tweet. But lo and behold, no one wants to trust that or believe that.
Democrats are calling for an investigation. Former Vice President Biden on ABC's The View. He weighed in on the rise of a competitor, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
He spent $10,000 on sushi.
Yeah, well.
Who spent it? Bloomberg did.
Well, it's well, funny. He can buy whatever he wants.
Sure. Well, I don't think he can buy an election.
Biden also says he believes he is still the best Democrat to beat President Trump. Another airline is going to keep a Boeing jet grounded longer than it had planned to.
At Southwest Airlines, Boeing 737 MAX flights are now canceled until at least August 10th. Southwest had previously canceled all MAX flights until June and was matched by United and American Airlines. Now with the continued grounding of the MAX and with training needed, Southwest is extending its cancellations. Boeing is standing by its estimate for a mid-2020 return to flight.
ABC's Alex Stone. On to the Senate. The House okays a measure that removes the 1982 deadline to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Closing arguments are underway in Harvey Weinstein's trial. Just before the hour, the Dow is down 35 points. You're listening to ABC News.
We are talking more today about Utah's historic vote that let women cast ballots here before any place in the country. Polygamy did play a role in that vote. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce went to the state capitol to find out more.
Historian Ron Fox thinks the Utah lawmakers who unanimously passed the women's suffrage bill might have been a bunch of henpecked husbands.
When Brigham Young opened up the Utah Central Railroad, there was a famous trip in about 4 days before the legislature re-met here in early February, but they were celebrating the completion of the railroad between Ogden and Salt Lake. And they went up to Ogden, and the newspaper reporter was on, from the Deseret News, was on the train, and he said the wives worked their husbands over to pass the bill.
Fox says the ladies wanted the vote that technically black and Chinese men had just got. Utah poet laureate Paisley Rechtal says some folks on the East Coast were supportive until...
East Coast suffragists really wanted Utah women to get the vote because they thought it would be a nice test case scenario. If Utah women got the right to vote, would they vote polygamy out? In fact, they didn't vote polygamy out because it was never put on the ballot.
But most Utah women also supported polygamy at that time. That's why the federal government acted.
In the late 1880s, there was a bill passed that prohibited women who were in polygamy from participating in elections. So it actually banned the Latter-day Saint women from voting. And then in 1887, with the Edmunds Tucker Act, it took the vote away from all women.
And they did not get it back until Utah became a state. The same year, Martha Hughes Cannon, a plural wife, was the first woman elected to the legislature. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you caught up on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
So far, so good on the Valley freeways. You've got good speeds and no accidents reported there. Even your main secondaries are in good shape. But that's in the Valley. In Summit County, we do have slowdowns, mostly on the westbound side of I-80 due to construction. And they stretch from Highway 40 to Kimball Junction at SR 224. Sierra West Jewelers is combining two of their three stores this holiday season for the best deals in the century. No reasonable offer will be refused. SierraWestJewelers.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast with Dan Guthrie.
Well, quiet weather pattern for the most part as we make our way throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. Today, sunny up to 45. Friday, partly cloudy up to 50. Friday night, cold front's going to swing through, but it doesn't look like we're going to get much moisture with it. So we'll see a couple of clouds, but in terms of storms, not really there for us. And that's why Saturday, we'll have some clouds around and highs will cool back down to the mid-40s. But generally speaking, we're keeping things dry Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The same cannot be said for Sunday, starting off as rain, switching over to snow as we make our way into Monday morning with potential for another round midweek next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 41 degrees. And still to come on Utah's noon news. Well, the Dow is down today. Couldn't keep going up, right? It was up by so much yesterday. Taking back some of those gains, a complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221.
Not by what they say, by what they do. We're a nation of doers. What's Mike Bloomberg about? Doing things. A middle-class kid worked his way through college, an entrepreneur. Bloomberg built a global news and information business from scratch. Mayor of a diverse, progressive city, Mike Bloomberg rebuilt after 9/11, creating nearly 500,000 jobs, improving health care and public schools. Now he's running for president, and Mike's the change we need. From chaos to steady leadership, from lies to someone who believes in facts and data, from divisiveness to someone who builds teams, nurtures good ideas, and holds himself accountable for results. Mike Bloomberg knows how to lead, to build, to deliver, to do. He'll win and unite this country. Mike will get things done.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message because we need to deliver on the promise of the American dream. Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
Tim Hughes is out and about today. He's live at the Olympic Oval. Good afternoon, Tim.
Yeah, what a week to be here, Amanda, on the just a day after we heard from Utah's governor and Salt Lake's mayor that we are in the works, of course, to try and get the Olympics back here for either 2030 or 2034. And there is an Olympic-level event happening here at the Speed Skating Oval in Kearns, the ISU World Single Distance Speed Skating Championships. Melanie, that's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a major honor, though, and it's the first time in 13 years this event has been back here.
Yeah, and this is really the pinnacle event for long track speed skating. So these are the best of the best.
190 skaters, 23 countries, 16 events. We were going to talk to Todd Porter, the Oval manager, but he had to run because opening ceremonies are about to kick off.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the events that are coming up here. It starts today, and the events will begin at 12:30, so any minute now, and go until 4:30 today, but that's just the beginning. They'll be at it tomorrow and Saturday as well.
That is, and Sunday as well. It's a four-day event, so it's a long one.
How do people get tickets? What's the best way?
So you can go online to smithtix.com, or you can get them right at the door when you show up to the event.
It's such a great thing, and we've all been feeling the Olympic spirit the past couple of days here, but you'll really be in it when you see all of the Dutch fans that are dressed in their orange with tulips on their head. That's part of the fun of Olympic activities, and you can come be a part of it. Don't miss it this weekend. It starts today and goes through Sunday. We'll tell you more coming up.
It's out with last year's inventory at Sound Warehouse. Blowing out last year's woofers, amps, decks, and speakers. Discontinued demos and one-of-a-kind. Stacks of in-dash big screen Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Video systems with built-in Bluetooth and USB by Kenwood and Pioneer. Starting at $259. Kenwood digital receiver with built-in auxiliary input and USB. Only $59. Rockford Fosgate subwoofer overstocks. Starting at $49 each. Loads of 2020 products will be arriving soon. 90-day payment option. No credit needed. Jeff Hart approved. Throw away the ice scraper. Remote starts with module and basic installation labor. $249. Up to $300 instant rebates on select Kenwood and Pioneer in-dash giant screen navigation systems. Sound Warehouse is moving out the old to bring in the new. Check out this week's City Weekly for more inventory blowout bargains. Go to soundwarehouse.com. Salt Lake 2763 South State. Ogden 28th and Wall. Orem 1680 North State. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
You've been hearing about how great the need for blood has been in the last few months. Unfortunately, that need is only growing. Hospitals have more patients using more blood than ever. Every day, ARUP Blood Services needs at least 100 people to donate. But the truth is, there's more than that needed. Each day, there's trauma, cancer, heart, organ, transplant patients, and many more that need blood. ARUP Blood Services is the sole blood provider to the thousands of patients at Huntsman Cancer, University and Shriners Hospital for Children. The needs for the patients at these hospitals continues to grow. Over the last 12 months, more than 7,000 patients received blood transfusions. Help patients in need with ARUP. ARUP is at 9786 South, 500 West, and in Salt Lake and Research Park. Help save the lives of newborns, trauma, and cancer patients in need. 801-584-5272. Visit UtahBlood.org. That's UtahBlood.org. And make a difference.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL. And Lee, what's coming up on the show today?
The Equal Rights Amendment. It was an effort started back in the 1970s. There was a deadline. States missed the deadline to ratify that amendment to the Constitution. And yet today, the House of Representatives voted to eliminate that deadline. So could the Equal Rights Amendment actually take effect? It has divided Utah's House members. It has divided many. We're going to speak to that on all angles today on the program.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry at 1235 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The average 401k balance rose to a record $112,300 last year. Part of the gain was due to surging markets, but Fidelity Investment says U.S. workers are also putting more money aside into retirement savings. KSL Drives. Tesla's recalling 15,000 Model X crossovers. There is concern some aluminum bolts that hold the power steering motor could break, making it difficult to turn. The head of MGM Resorts International says that he's stepping down but didn't give a reason why. The company is the largest employer in Nevada and owns several Las Vegas Strip properties. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 56 points. But it's still well above the 29,000 mark. It sits at 29,494. S&P 500's up by 2 and the NASDAQ up by 7 points. The day before Valentine's Day has become a celebration of its own thanks to a TV sitcom that says we should be celebrating friendship. ABC's Daria Albinger has more.
It's Galentine's Day.
Well, it's only the best day of the year.
It started as a skit on the TV show Parks and Recreation.
Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it breakfast style.
And it's become a thing.
Ladies celebrating ladies.
And less Lonely Hearts Club. So look for Galentine's Day sales, dinner specials at restaurants, even Galentine's Day deals on chocolate, champagne, and flowers. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And we're going to check your traffic and weather coming up next. But first, let's check in again with Tim Hughes. Hi, Tim.
Hey there. We're just having a great time as we get ready to kick off this ISU World Single Distance Speed Skating Championships out in Kearns at the Speed Skating Oval, the Olympic Oval here. And this competition will follow the Olympic format, one race in each distance, one shot to claim a world championship title. And Melanie Welch is back with me again. I mean, these are the biggest names in the business, right?
Yeah, these are the top athletes in long track.
I've seen the Netherlands, Russia, Canada, South Korea, some names that our listeners might be familiar with. The 2018 PyeongChang bronze medalist, defending ladies 1,000-meter world single distances champion Brittany Bowe is here. Two-time Olympian and defending men's mass start world single distances champion Joey Mantilla. Cheering on the home crowd here, or the crowd cheering on the home athletes.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And definitely, it's definitely an international flavor with 28 different countries being here.
Yeah, just getting underway, by the way. They'll be at it until 4:30 tonight. Then they'll be starting up again event time 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, 12:30 to 4 on Saturday, and then 12:30 to 3 on Sunday. But there's a lot of things happening outside the building. When we come back, we'll tell you more about what's happening outside, because it's fun for the entire family. It'll really take you back to 2002 with a great Olympic fun feeling. So we'll do that when we check in next.
Utah State University Online has been changing lives by degrees for 25 years. Whether you've been out of the workforce and need an effective way back in, you don't like your current job and want a fulfilling career, or you're looking for career advancement, a USU degree will get you there. Earn an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree 100% online from USU Online. Ranked first in Utah online degree programs by U.S. News and World Report. Visit online.usu.edu.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
We do have a new crash with injuries popping up in West Valley, 4400 West, 3500 South. Lingering delays due to construction in Summit County, westbound I-80 from Highway 40 over to Kimball Junction. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Dan Guthrie.
Watch some cloudy skies and temperatures trying to rebound from the cooler times we saw to start the week. We're going to keep that warming streak alive for the rest of the week, and we're going to keep things storm-free as well. As for today, mostly sunny skies with an afternoon high of 45 degrees. We'll still have a couple of clouds in extreme northern Utah, but other than that, should be a gorgeous day out there, and we'll actually keep warming things as we make our way toward the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 41 degrees downtown. And remember, you can text us on the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. The Hale Center Theater is trying to find ways to keep scalpers from buying up their tickets and then jacking up the prices. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
It's a statewide problem. Ticket scalpers selling seats on websites like Groupon, StubHub, and more for upwards of five times their face value. Artistic director for Hale Center Theater, Sally Dietline, says it's getting out of control.
It's happening to BYU University of Utah football up and down the state. This is affecting Shakespeare. It's affecting Tuacon.
Dietline says the public needs to know they aren't getting a better deal by going to third-party sites, and many websites are selling tickets which don't even exist. She says go directly to an events website for the best prices. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Two Utah lawmakers on separate sides of the aisle are working together to prepare red flag gun bills. Salt Lake City Democrat Joel Briscoe and Woods Cross Republican Todd Weiler have both opened bill files pertaining to protective orders.
The NRA comes out every session. They send people in from out of state, and they lobby it really hard, and they say it's a violation of due process rights and violation of the Second Amendment.
Weiler is hoping to find a middle-of-the-road solution after red flag legislation sponsored by Representative Stephen Handy has failed the past 3 years. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump is lashing out against former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly after Kelly came to the defense of a former national security aide who offered key testimony in the impeachment inquiry. The president says Kelly can't keep his mouth shut. Kelly has been defending Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who raised concerns about Mr. Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. Democratic candidate Pete Buttigieg will hold a town hall meeting in Salt Lake next week. The Deseret News reports they are still looking for a venue, but the South Bend, Indiana mayor will be in town on Monday night. Buttigieg had a strong showing in this week's New Hampshire primary, finishing right behind Bernie Sanders. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 62 points, sitting at 29,490. S&P 500 up by 3, NASDAQ up by 10 points. And still to come on Utah's New News, another update of your drive. What a gorgeous day. KSL News Time, 1232.
Here are some quick ways to stay updated with